Next up on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM, freakradio.org, is Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, the September 15th, 2018 edition. Going to be having lots of make-it-up-as-you-go stuff, actually piecing together bits and spits and stuff from the last couple of weeks, plus the occasional commentary, and then a 3.5-hour flashback, which you will learn more about if you have the patience to wait through the initial 2 hours of new material. Stay tuned.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And we'll see what kind of songs of social significance we can discover on this particular journey through the next 2 hours. It's going to be probably a lot of recycled songs, but hopefully some good ones, ones at least that I enjoy and maybe you will and have before and will again. We'll see. So there is a shitty council election coming up on early in November. I'm not sure what the date is. First Tuesday is the usual time. And I recommend that people vote for the propositions, particularly Proposition M, the local rent control and just eviction protection proposition, and the statewide Costa-Hawkins repeal, which would allow rent control boards to resume some kind of meaningful activity, though they're still, you know, in the thrall, I think, of corporate forces and landlords. But it is an attempt to push back, and I'm glad that that's happening in Santa Cruz and elsewhere. I was surprised when it happened last February, prompting the city council to scamper into an emergency ordinance that held rents down to 2% above the cost of living, at least until this coming November. And hopefully that will be continued, although the rents are still unseasonably high, but just simply unmercifully high, really. And it's driven away many, many people who from Santa Cruz. First of all, who are traditionally, whose families are here, but also activists, which really pisses me off because they were people who were fighting for social justice around issues of homeless civil rights, and they just can't afford to be here anymore, else they're scampering around on the streets trying to avoid the police, the vigilante squads from the downtown neighbors and take back Santa Cruz and other like things or like groups. Anyway, the shitty council has had a number of forums, the candidates who are running for this august body, and I've often said that I don't think the city council is really worth much one way or the other, although I'm always told, hey, they're the legislative body, you have to go to them, and so forth and so on. And of course, I have, and others have too, and it only works if you have a lot of people with you, and if their only alternative is mass protest, civil disobedience, or even occupation of the chambers or riots. I don't recall anybody actually rioting over city council decisions in any significant way. They've rioted over police behavior that was backed up by the city council. That was on New Year's Eve 1994 when then-sergeant, soon-to-be-lieutenant Patty Cipone started hitting people on the knuckles to drive them away from the town clock 50 minutes before the supposed closing time at 1 o'clock there during a New Year's Eve celebration. People went downtown and broke windows and rioted. And it was, you know, it was clearly the responsibility and the fault of the police department, who, of course, never got any kind of discipline for it that I ever heard of. I think it was under Chief Belcher at that time, Chief Steve Belcher. And there was no police review board. That came into power the next year in 1995. But it wouldn't have mattered if there had been, because the police review board, until its last year and even then, was never used the powers it had. And the powers it had were very limited anyway. But, of course, they could have used them. And that could have been the beginning of something, and indeed was, until the board was torn apart and auctioned off to an attorney, Bob Aronson, who now serves as the so-called auditor of the Police Review Board. I've mentioned him sarcastically in a number of broadcasts, though personally, he's a very nice guy. Really is. And, you know, I've nothing against him as a human being. And I think he understands that, even if he's listening to this broadcast, which I doubt he is. But there are a bunch of candidates, people I never heard of before, who are running for city council. Greg Larson, Cynthia Hawthorne, Paige Concannon, Philip Crawford, Justin Cummings, Dave Lane, Diana Myers, and Ashley Scandriano. I hope I got that right, Ashley. Of course, Rochelle Naroyan and Drew Glover are also running, and I've heard them before. And I guess I've heard Greg Larson. But there's a lot of what I call bullshit about public safety, where what we're really talking about is gentrification and cleansing the area of anything that might make the neighborhood's nervous. So there is, you know, real bike thefts and some car and home invasions because of, to some extent, the opioid crisis, the homelessness crisis, the inequality and poverty realities that the city, in catering to the wealthy with its real estate speculation, its escalating rents, its gentrification laws criminalizing poor and homeless people downtown and other areas, making it illegal to sleep in vehicles, sleep outside, in spite of the fact that that's now unconstitutional under the Boise decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court in the last couple of weeks. And indeed, Chief Mills has lessened the number of citations given to people after dark for specifically camping and sleeping, but it appears they have been on the rise for trespass. And I can't get a straight answer out of him on whether he's talking about trespass on private property, which is really something different, although, frankly, the business is private property at night. Seems to me, if you haven't got any shelters around, is a legitimate location for people to sleep at, provided they don't mess it up. And it shouldn't just be at the august discretion of the folks who happen to have paid the money to usurp and seize the public commons, or part of it. That is, say, the area in front of their business where people huddle to sleep out of the rain and out of the cold. But even if you accept the fact that, oh, well, private property is sacred and nobody can sleep on somebody else's private property without their permission, and even if you get their permission, the police are going to put pressure on them not to allow it because it's unsightly and creates a, quote, broken window, as they like to say under the broken window theory, so that other people are going to want to do it. It'll create other crimes, ultimately leading to murder, rape, rapine, and all kinds of horrible things, which is, of course, horseshit. And it's just not true, not really verified by facts, as far as I know. I haven't seen really follow-up studies on this 1983 broken windows theory that was propounded originally. I heard of it first through reference to an Atlantic Monthly article. Anyway, most tickets in Santa Cruz for trespassing, I don't know what they're being issued for, but I tried to get a straight story from Chief Mills, our police chief, about are they being issued for public or private trespass. Public trespass, I know it sounds kind of like a contradiction. How can you trespass if it's public property? But you can, because these administrators will suddenly decide they have to close down public property at different times, either to get rid of protesters they don't like, or to push away homeless people they don't want to see sleeping there, or, you know, in some cases for legitimate reasons, to make repairs, to reforest, and so forth. But some of it's just social engineering. It's just presumptuously and arrogantly done to deny the public the right to be there because they can do it. people become so domesticated and so intimidated by police forces, rules, and regulations, they do what they're told. They don't want to risk confrontations. They have enough stress in their lives. Anyway, I'm not just talking about people who are homeless, but just ordinary working Janes and Joes. You know, I mean, hey, let's got to get along. Just let's keep moving. It's okay. Got to get to the second job. Up, got to pay the ridiculous rent. You know, got to find a way to get a cheap car. Keep the current one running. You know, given that the bus schedules are now being denuded of stops, and it's becoming more and more difficult to use public transit. Although I suppose if you have the money to rent a bike, you can always rent a bike in certain places, which is, although I'm not quite clear how economical that is generally as a mode of transportation. It may well be much more economical, even more than using the buses. I don't know. I'd like to get someone to talk about that on free radio. And if anybody's interested, give me a call at 423-4833. That's 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF. HUFF is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom as well. And my home phone number. In case you think I'm inaccurate in something you're hearing me say on the air, call me and let's correct the inaccuracy, or at least let's talk about it. If you want to be a part of the Free Radio Collective, I'm one of the members to talk to. We need people. If you know a place we can rent for $300, a 10x10 space, access to internet and electricity and a bathroom, we want it, and we'll reward you for it too. So you'll get a reward for finding us that space. Help us out and help the community out. Anyway, the number again is 423-4833. If you have anything you want to contribute, any thoughts about a show you've heard, you want to be interviewed on some of the subjects, maybe you've been had some particularly good experiences with the police, and you're a little tired of hearing me rant on about the bad Parks and Rec Rangers under Carol Skurich, or the nasty closing of the bathrooms at the Loudoun Nelson Center. Well, give me a call and talk about your good experiences. We'll put you on the air talking about that. I mean, it's not my cup of tea generally to have to focus on the positive, because that should speak for itself, but sometimes it doesn't. On this show, it'd be helpful, and I sometimes do get that kind of thing. So 423-4833 is the number to call. Anyway, I just want to give a few impressions of the latest forum I went to, which was the, I think it was the Wednesday candidate forum done by the Santa Cruz neighbors at the police station's community room. I actually recorded much of it, but Jessica York, who doesn't usually get a lot of plaudits from me for her reporting, did cover some of the issues as they were presented by the Santa Cruz neighbors and what the different candidates had to say. I don't really have given it a thorough enough analysis at this time to really give you other than kind of some vague reflections. Generally, my impression was that the two so-called liberal or progressive candidates, Justin Cummings and Drew Glover, both African-American heritage, or blacks, folks, they didn't spend a lot of time talking about homeless civil rights issues, frankly. This wasn't an audience, I think, that would have been terribly appreciative, although there were a few nods given to it, for example, by Paige Concannon, who talked about her work at the St. Francis Soup Kitchen, or perhaps it was Cynthia Hawthorne. I'm maybe confusing the two. But there was a lot of pro-police talk, as I said before. We need more police security. We neighborhood vigilantes have to get together and watch each other's backs and so forth, and why aren't they enforcing the laws? And went around, and it was a little vague because they like to skew and merge and meld survival behavior by homeless people, which is illegal in Santa Cruz, camping and sleeping, trespass after dark in a park, sitting down on the sidewalk, even where it's not blocking anything. All these things have been made illegal as at least a possibility that police can use if they want to move someone along just because some merchant complains, some business person doesn't like it, some resident is upset, or just the police officer doesn't look right to her or him. You know, that's the police state approach, where you allow the police to rule the state rather than let the laws. The laws are so vague and all-encompassing, and ill-defined that the police officer can just pick one out of his satchel and impose it at her or his discretion.